May is often a transition month as farmers shift gears to planting warm season crops. For livestock producers, that means summer annual forages, which perform well in heat and potentially drier soils. Matt Metzger with Renovo Seed highlights great options for silage, like true forage sorghum or sorghum sedan grass.
It's going to be higher tonnage, justify that chopping expense, and ultimately put up a lot of tons of wet seed with relatively low input on a per acre basis. If you're going for dry hay, then it's probably even more wide open for options.
For high-yielding bales, multiple millet varieties dry down fast and provide solid nutrition.
Teff grass is another option, and then you've obviously got your sorghum sedans as well, which, you know, in the eastern part of the state, we'll typically see those used more as a silage crop than as a hay crop, but as you get to the Missouri River and west and we get a little bit drier type environment, most people will actually be able to put those up as dry hay, and that becomes a really viable option as well.
And don't forget grazing. Whether it's a single-species planting like sorghum sedan or blends in a multi-species cover crop mix, summer forages can deliver.
Those can be designed with a warm season focus, if that's going to be your planting window. And they'll include some of those summer forage options as well as some additional broadleaf type species that will just help diversify what's growing out there, do some good things for the soil, and kind of diversify and balance out that grazing ration for your livestock.
Warm season annual forages prefer soil temps in the 60s and above, allowing many to be seeded well into the summer months. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.